Recording in progress.
Welcome, everyone. If you come in, today is August 25th, 2026. It is noon, 12 p.m. On the 25th, we are located at the county building on the third floor in the council chambers. We will be led by a pledge of allegiance by Rose. You all please rise.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Rose. We are, as far as roll call, we have county attorney here, Scott Brightman. We have, as far as council, we have Councilman Thomas, Councilman Hammer, Councilman Hoffman, Councilman Starmore. Councilman Wardle is excused, he's teaching classes. County manager, we have our county manager, Andy Welch here, and assistant county manager, looking from the clerk's office. Thank you for being here. And each of you, thank you for being here. Brings down to public comment. Is there anybody in the audience by a raise of hand would like to make a public comment? Seeing four. So we'll have it down to a couple minutes. 2 minutes. Go ahead.
How many minutes?
2 minutes. Go ahead. Could you state your name, where you're from, make sure
sorry,
that...
Sorry, I forgot a sign-in sheet. I'll grab your name after the meeting, sorry.
Okay, yeah, you're fine.
Will you make sure that last screen, you got to... No, you got to push the button there.
Oh.
There you
yeah,
go.
Oh. All right. Good afternoon, Council. My name is Chase Randall. I am from here in Tooele City, Utah. I've lived here for 6 years now, and I just wanted to stop by this meeting just to let you know that I fully support a building a data center here in Tooele County. I know there's a lot of information out there, a lot of kind of, it's funny, there's always a current thing that people get mad about. If it was the satanic panic in the 80s, and then obviously we had COVID, there always seems to be a big scary thing. And I would urge you all to carefully consider the facts, to carefully review that as long as it's a closed loop system, that they preferably provide their own nuclear power, and then they drive our electricity costs down to 5 cents a kilowatt hour to build a nice nuclear power plant, and we have that steady, cheap electricity. There's a lot of awesome benefits. If you look at Loudoun County, Virginia, which is the richest county in the country, they also have the most data centers. It's literally just a big building with computers in it. So I just urge you that as these issues continue to come forth in front of the county council, that you guys carefully consider the facts and don't give in to hysteria or misinformation, and carefully consider that. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay.
Hi, Rose Moore. I've been here about 6 years. First of all, I enjoyed the corollary between the satanic whatever it was and the data center. I agree, they're both equally horrible. One thing I want to point out is that Resolution 2026-20 regarding the acknowledgement of the drought in Tooele County and that it creates a threat to human health and safety, I find that really ironic that you're willing to acknowledge that, and yet this whole let's move forward with 2026-18 to create the data center and all the other enabling ordinances. I just find that really ironic, and the logic doesn't seem to follow, but regardless. Moving on to that traffic impact study, as you may recall, there was one dissenter, and the basis for the dissent appeared to be because the gravel pit wasn't ordered to do the same thing. There was no audit of the gravel pit traffic impact study. You're comparing, you know, apples and chicken legs here. The impact of the traffic from the data center or the campus, whatever out there, is going to be substantially more than what goes on with the gravel pit. The logic was also that, well, it's only going to cost $10,000 to $15,000 from Rochelle versus a full-on audit of $100,000. If this thing goes forward and that audit is not done properly, it's going to cost a lot more than $100,000. And I don't see how the way it was presented shows that there isn't actual caring for the public. It seems to be biased for the developer. So I would say to reconsider putting more money towards that and making sure that it's audited properly so it doesn't appear to be a conflict of interest or bias one way or another. Also, if this is going to be the new time for the meetings, have someone let everyone know so that we can plan accordingly. I will be happy to clear my calendar every Wednesday whenever it comes up. Thank you.
My name is Natalie Merriam. I've lived here for 10 years. I wanted to piggyback off of that and say that it is unreasonable. It's a hardship to ask people to come in here in the middle of the workday. We can't be holding these meetings and people have to call off work. These need to be in the evening when people can actually show up. I've got questions about this Tula County Resolution 2026-18. I don't like how it was hidden in a list of hyperlinks that seemed really generalized rather than just being in black and white on the agenda. It feels like, you know, things are being hidden and hard to find. I did want to make a comment. As you guys are working on this Chapter 34, we expect you to do more research about the water use. Closed-loop systems use more water than open evaporative cooling systems when you take into account the increased power requirements that go with those closed-loop systems. So don't just look at the water use of the data center, but look at the increased water use when you factor in the power requirements as well. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Tracy Goodrich. I've lived here my entire life. Currently reside in Pine Canyon. As to mention Virginia, yes, they do have a lot of data centers, but you know what they just did? They enacted restrictions to study the environmental impacts that are currently happening due to those overloaded data centers. So that is not an actual effect on that. Mr. Hoffman, you were concerned about, you know, being ran over by the Cold War, the China versus America. Do you know China only has 450 data centers? We have over 5,000 and I don't know how many more are planned. So there is no race there. You shouldn't be listening to Google, you should be listening to your constituents. There is a plethora of issues going on here and we need to make sure that all the issues are impacted, from environmental to traffic to the communities that are close to that. You need to take the time and you do need to slow down and just wait until we get all these studies conveyed and done and not just listen to corporations and tell you otherwise, which they shouldn't have been there at that meeting anyway. Thank you.
That will bring us down to
You're leaving me out?
What's that?
Are you leaving me out?
I didn't see you raise your hand. Was she even here?
She came in a little bit late.
Okay, we'll go ahead and hear you.
I apologize for being late. My name is Alita Boyce. I am a resident of Tula County. I'm out in Alberta. I would like to ask for a one-year moratorium on a data center in Tula County. I know this has been requested by multiple people in public comments, but it has never been addressed. In the planning committee, I realize that you're making a plan. We all know there is a plan. And as one planning commissioner asked, why not have a moratorium? He didn't know, and no one answered it. No one said, this is why they said, oh, but we're planning. Yes, what are you planning? We're working on Chapter 34, he said, which is not really an answer. You can call a moratorium on a data center today if you wish to do so. Unless you decide not to include the public in your plans because we don't want it. Why does it cost an accurate traffic study with 22 wells? Why is that, which, sorry, 22 wells is not included in the traffic study. And between the two of them, that's going to more than double the traffic. But it would cost more than that if the traffic goes up and the roads have to be replaced. It's more than twice what the PID project does. Wouldn't the study be cheaper than road repairs or saying no to the 22 wells project or having to make adjustments later? Two councilmen, Mr. Wardle and someone else, brought up Box Elder County last meeting. If the council is working with the data center developer like Box Elder County was doing, then perhaps we should be a little worried about that. If you are, the council, then you probably should expect a similar response to Box Elder County, to the Box Elder A similar response from Tooele County residents as Box Elder County had. Thank you.
Okay, that'll bring us down to what we have here, the contracts, courthouse land sale agreement. Nathan?
Thank you, Chairman. Nathan Harris with the County Attorney's Office. The contract that you have before you today, we've been talking about for the last few meetings. We published the proposed sale in the newspaper. We had our public comment last week. And so today is the day that you vote on whether you move forward with that sale of the courthouse land to the state. Do you guys have any questions? We've kind of hashed this out over the last
time. Yeah, I talked about this last couple of meetings, and this is where the time frame, the length of time had to expand. Any other questions from the council?
No.
Okay. No? So Chair, entertain a motion.
So moved.
Hearing a motion from Councilman Thomas, is there a second?
Second.
Hearing a second from Councilman Hoffman, all those in favor of the courthouse land sale agreement, say aye.
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 Sounds unanimous. Any of those opposed? Okay, that is adopted. Thank you, Nathan. And then the sixth one, we have Councilman Wardle. Discuss it with his family and with his new schedule with the work as after resignation as vice chair of the council. So we've accepted that. He's just paying more attention to his family needs and what they have coming up. With that, the nominations are open for vice chair. And he put down any nomination, but I'll just put down nominating Eric Sternberg. I know you're laughing, but would you accept that nomination, Eric?
I would. At least I'm, you know, pretty mold this time versus usually when you guys put me in, so yes.
You're here and you can hear us.
I am.
Any other nominations?
I make a motion to close that nomination.
Hear a motion to close nominations on vice chair. Appointing Eric by acclamation. Is there a second?
Second.
Hearing a second from Councilman Hoffman. All those in favor say aye.
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 I'm glad you said it too, Eric. All those in favor.
I'll make it unanimous.
That sounds unanimous. Now come down to, I don't have any updates. Do you have any updates?
No.
You have any updates? Do you have any updates? No. Okay. Eric, do you have any updates?
No updates for me.
Okay, and then Chair, entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Hear a motion from Councilman Hoffman. All those in favor say aye.
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 We are adjourned at 12:13.
Recording stopped.